Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 6, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, filed a lawsuit against Coinbase in the Southern District of New York. It alleges the crypto exchange acted as an unregistered broker across its trading platforms and wallets. The SEC is also suing over Coinbase's program of allowing customers to earn a return for participating in proof-of-stake blockchains. This comes after the SEC filed a lawsuit against the crypto exchange Binance on Monday. Researchers from the University of Arizona's Sleep and Health Research Program published a study in the peer-reviewed journal Frontiers in Sleep, detailing that the app Sleep Reset increased average participants' sleep time by 44 minutes. The study followed participants using a standardized curriculum for 3 months with the app. One of the paper's researchers, Dr. Michael Grandner, said this compares favorably to medicinal sleep solutions like Ambien and Lunesta, which increase sleep time by around 30 minutes. Some of the paper's researchers serve as Sleep Reset's medical advisors. And now for some of the news from WWDC, Apple announced its mixed reality headset, the Vision Pro. It runs Vision OS, uses an M2 SoC with a dedicated real-time processor called R1, and includes an external display called EyeSight to show the wearer's eyes when they aren't in an immersive mode. It starts at $3,499 and will be available early next year. Apple also announced it completed its transition to Apple Silicon, announcing a Mac Pro powered by a new M2 Ultra chip. It includes 6 PCI Express Gen 4 slots, 8 Thunderbolt 4 ports, and supports up to 192 GB of unified memory. Apple also announced an updated Mac Studio that can be configured with M2 Max and Ultra chips. The Mac Pro starts at $6,999, the Mac Studio at a mere $1,999. Both are shipping June 13th. Apple also announced a 15-inch MacBook Air. Aside from a bigger screen, it has the same specs and I/O as the smaller Air. It ships June 13th, starting at $1,299. On the software side, Apple announced watchOS 10, macOS Sonoma, iOS 17, and iPadOS 17, all of which will get new or expanded widget support. iOS gets a new standby display mode to turn your phone into a smart display when it's docked, it drops the need to say hey when calling Siri, adds transcription for voice messages, as well as a new name drop contact sharing feature. tvOS will also get FaceTime support, using an iPhone's continuity camera as a webcam. iOS 17 also drops support for the iPhone 8 and iPhone 10, iPadOS doesn't support the first-gen iPad Pro, and macOS Sonoma won't be available for iMacs before 2019, MacBook Pros before 2018, as well as all standard MacBook models. Honda announced its first electric vehicle for its luxury division, the 2024 Acura ZDX SUV. This will feature Google built-in integration as a standard feature, offering Google Assistant, Maps, and access to Google Play. Maps will be enhanced with optimized routes for finding charging stations. This isn't running the full automotive OS Android Automotive, and it will also support Android Auto and Apple CarPlay with a plugged-in phone. According to tests run by the American Automobile Association, you might know them as AAA, Ford's F-150 Lightning saw a range reduction of 24.5% when loaded up with 1,400 pounds of sandbags, down to 210 miles. AAA noted most buyers will likely use their Lightning with a lighter load, resulting in a much smaller range reduction. Linda Yaccarino tweeted, "It's happening! First day in the books," indicating she began her previously announced role as Twitter CEO. Elon Musk said on May 11th that Yaccarino would start in the role in about 6 weeks. Microsoft agreed to pay the U.S. Federal Trade Commission $20 million to settle charges it violated the U.S. Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA. The FTC alleged Microsoft violated COPPA by collecting personal information of children when signing up for Xbox service without requiring parental consent. According to a regulatory filing, Intel plans to sell a stake in its autonomous vehicle tech business Mobileye, expected to raise about $1.5 billion. After the offering, Intel will still hold an 88% stake in Mobileye with 98.7% of voting shares. And finally, Bandai Namco announced the Tamagotchi Uni, its latest virtual pet gadget. The device can connect to Wi-Fi, allowing owners to play together in various online venues called the Tamiverse, although there's no direct player-to-player communication options. The Uni also includes a wristband, so you can wear it like a watch. It's available for pre-order now for $60, shipping July 15th. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.